Hello, I'm John Bates. Welcome to this AHDB podcast. A ballot to decide the future of AHDB potatoes has concluded. The ballot call came earlier in the year and a yes-no vote started in mid-February. An independent company was appointed and administered the voting process. Joining me now is Nicholas Sophia, the chairman of AHDB, to give us the latest. Hello, Nicholas. Thank you very much for sparing the time. What are the details that you can share with us?
Hi, John. So the outcome of the vote, first of all, 64% of all eligible voters voted. So that's a good turnout. Disappointingly to AHDB, the no vote against continuing the levy was 66.4%, and the yes vote was 33.6%. So quite clearly, the no vote had it. The breakdown on the amount of levy that is paid showed a similar picture this time, not like horticulture, where 63.2% of those by value voted no, and 36.8% voted yes. So again, the no's have it. In terms of the breakdown, the potato buyers voted 82% to stop the levy, and growers voted 64% to stop the levy. So obviously more buyers felt that there was no value in the levy compared with farmers. So essentially what we have is a fundamental no vote across all sectors, and that information has gone to ministers. And as with all of our ballots, it is now for ministers to decide what they will do with it.
And have you got any idea of timescales?
No. I mean, I think that it's a very complex problem because the Scottish and Welsh elections are about to start. And clearly, this is not just for DEFRA ministers to consider, but it's also for the devolved authorities. So there is a problem now that it goes into a period of purdah when the Scottish and Welsh devolved authorities will not be able to engage. So I'm not sure what will happen.
The in-between times, it will be business as usual.
Yeah, I mean, business as usual. It's going to be a very concerning time for everybody. I mean, staff clearly, this is a very worrying time for the staff who have been engaged in potatoes. It's also a worrying time for those who have got contracts in terms of long-term research and development programs. And I can imagine that some levy payers are going to get pretty frustrated because it's a delay after the ballot. But we'll have to wait and see. We may get a statement from ministers before purdah, but we just have to wait and see, John.
Okay, well, I look forward to having an update from you, perhaps when you're in a position to do so. Nicholas, thank you very much for sparing time to be with us. So my thanks to podcast producer Josh Borthwick. Stay safe, stay well. I'm John Bates. Thanks for listening.